That's a dangerous one.
What, a peaceful, easy feeling?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not the feeling. The just it's one I enjoy. I don't want to interrupt it. I just we've got the Farm's Choice. I was sitting here reading your little pamphlet here on the fascination of the deposit of a chicken. That's like a miracle poop.
That's right. Well, you know, chickens, you know, everybody know, you know, they lay lots of eggs, but they also poop a lot. And, you know, so we don't let that go to waste. We process that into, you know, some really good, valuable organic fertilizer that is used by lots of farms and golf courses and homeowners all over the Southwest.
And the packaging and the processing has enhanced it. You could always tell a nursery that carried it just by leaving your window rolled down when you drove by.
Well, there is that. It does have an odor, but
it's been greatly reduced as the drying process has changed and the packaging. That pallet, you gave one to me in a plastic box.
The resealable tubs, if for homeowners that you want to stick it in your garage, and even for garden centers that want to display inside their buildings. We do have a 15-pound tub of pellets that is totally resealable. Plus, the little tubs are really cool for later on storing all kinds of stuff because they seal up good. They're waterproof, and they're really awesome. So,
and I know you're working on a soluble, injection.
We have a liquid. We're not working on it. We have it. We're selling quite a bit of that to golf courses and farms at the moment. We don't have a retail package yet, but that's coming. But, that market is expanding, and there's lots of guys because of for a number of reasons, but one of them is, labor savings, and it's a very affordable product and very effective. So, and that's another byproduct that was just kind of going to waste, and we figured out a way to capture that and create a liquid. So Hickman family's, man, they're like the pioneers of recycling. They recycle. There's everything you can imagine. We use recyclable cartons for the eggs now out of plastic pop bottles and make egg cartons out of them. So it's just pretty amazing what does not go to waste.
And when you can find something that has been cultivated locally, that's just the more we can stick local,
there's lots of advantages to that.
The snowball effect is hard to measure.
Yeah. Plus, generally, it drives costs down. So, less it has to be handled and transported and keep the jobs here, and all of that's a great idea.
We're going to try and sneak in one last one. We had talked a little bit in the last break. The texter wanted to talk about, killing the dead stump and, well, the tree's already dead. Well, somebody heard that and they're dealing with sisu shoots.
Oh, gosh.
So, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on?
I got a siso tree that I cut down about 6 months ago, and the shoots will not stop coming out of the ground. I was wondering what I can put in there to get them out of there.
Well, the only thing that I know to tell you now, this far down the road, is to, when you see shoots coming up, treat the individual shoots with concentrate, fully undiluted glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, High Yield Kills All, a number of different manufacturers make it. But glyphosate, undiluted, and you get a little paintbrush or a sponge and just dab it on those shoots as they come up, and it's just going to take a lot of time now. That chemical will have to get translocated back into the root. And eventually, we can outlast it and wear it down to where it's not producing any more shoots. But the best thing to do is not cut a sisu down. If
that's
you have
always
one,
when the problem
leave
starts.
It alone. once you cut them down, they just, we talked about defense mechanisms. I don't know if that's what it is or not, but they just go nuts putting shoots up. So the minute you cut it off, you need to treat that freshly cut stump with something like full-strength, undiluted glyphosate, pour it right in that stump, drill some holes, you know, make some hash marks with something to increase the absorbency and get it on there. You know, a lot of the tree service guys have some other stuff they add to it. You could contact, you know, John Eisenhower, different people, and see if they've got a little recipe. But
and a lot of times in those cases, you need a chemical applicator license. Well, it's not something that's over the counter.
Some of that stuff you can't buy. That's correct. Roundup or glyphosate, you can. Full strength, undiluted, give that a try. But don't spray. Don't get it on anything you don't want to kill, and be very careful with it. But the best thing to do is just, like I said, a little paintbrush or a little, you know, get a sponge, tape it to the end of a long stick. If you don't want to be stooping down, dip it and wipe it on there and go to the next one.
And when you're talking, you're talking about like when you buy it in a bottle and it says this will, you know, mix this with five.
Yeah, do not mix.
One tablespoon with 5 gallons. Just dip a paintbrush right out of there and paint it on that shoot.
Correct.
Well, we appreciate it. Well, that was quick. That was the end of that hour. We are going into our open line hour. If you've got a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mr. John Jay, thanks for your time this Saturday morning.
Always a pleasure. Love being here.
Don't miss the 9 o'clock hour. This is Can't Miss Radio. Jennifer will be back up on her soapbox. This is Can't Miss Radio.